an increasing number of people are adopting a practice called monk mode to limit their use of social media. This approach involves dedicating oneself to a single task without any distractions from technology. To help with this, individuals are using apps like Freedom, Cold Turkey, Focus Me, and Forest, which allow them to block specific social media sites or turn off internet access entirely. These apps have gained popularity as people recognize the addictive nature of social media and the need to resist constantly checking notifications and scrolling through feeds. Susie Allegra, a human rights lawyer and author, uses the Freedom app to block social media sites when she needs to focus on her work. She believes that relying solely on willpower to limit smartphone use is incredibly difficult. Grace Marshall, an author and productivity coach, explains that social media and work emails create open loops in our minds, leading to distractions and a desire for instant gratification. Marshall suggests that workplaces establish guidelines for expected response times to messages or emails to protect employees' work-life balance and mental health. The founder of the Freedom app, Fred Stutzman, developed the app after realizing he was spending too much time on Facebook instead of working on his dissertation. He believes that social media platforms are designed to be addictive and stimulating, making it challenging for individuals to resist constant checking. Stutzman sees his app as a way to push back against technology and regain control over our digital habits. The Freedom app has seen a significant increase in users during the pandemic, with Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter being the most blocked sites. For those who prefer not to rely on apps, productivity and mindset coach Mark Channon recommends making small changes in daily routines to manage distractions. He suggests asking oneself what the most important task of the day is and focusing on that. Vladimir Drutz, co-founder of Focus Me, emphasizes the need to take social media addiction seriously and views monk mode as a movement against the desire for instant gratification. He believes that with the rise of artificial intelligence, distractions from technology will only increase, making monk mode even more important in the future. In conclusion, the practice of monk mode, which involves limiting social media use and other distractions, is gaining popularity as people recognize the addictive nature of technology. Apps like Freedom, Cold Turkey, Focus Me, and Forest are helping individuals block social media sites and regain focus on important tasks. The founder of the Freedom app believes that social media platforms are designed to be addictive, making it difficult for individuals to resist constant checking. To protect work-life balance and mental health, productivity coach Grace Marshall suggests establishing guidelines for expected response times to messages or emails. As distractions from technology continue to increase, monk mode is expected to gain even more traction in the future.